What's up, everybody? This your boy, B. Taylor, with another episode of the podcast, Conversations and Situations. Today, we're going to be talking about this post. Well, before I get started, I introduce my friend, my homie, this nigga I know that write books very, 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 very well, Dr. Zo.
What's up?
Man, so, like we said before, we start hitting the record button. It's crazy how he gets slanted, how you get slandered and shit. And then, like I was saying too, the guy, after I made the post, the lady said that shit. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? He on the picture with all his kids. And when he adopted, and she gonna try to pull us some shit to some but what about the one kid that they say he got that he ain't fucking with? Evidently, that ain't his kid to fuck with. We don't know. Because it's strange to me that a nigga go pick up the adopted baby and the rest of his kids and leave that one.
And here's the thing, too. One of the things that our culture is, Black women, majority, not all, because then that would include myself, so I know this is not all, but majority of Black women have no respect for the position of a father in a child's life. We've stripped that narrative. You know, I was just recently looking at the laws of in one of the states as far as, you know, custodial and parental rights overall. And, you know, even if you have a paternity test and they know that this is your child, they automatically give all the rights to the mother. Why? Automatically, I've not proven myself to fit or anything, but you automatically don't even give me the exact same rights to my child who shares my blood.
And in some cases, my last name.
In some cases, my last name, but you will the mother. So that's the situation. And like I said, we don't know these people personally, but that's a situation where it's a representation of the culture, of the mindset of the majority of Black women, and they will see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, it's kind of not off subject because it's about around the same thing. Even, so I used to watch the show Power. Shout out to Power. 50 Cent, you motherfucking go, my G. Tasha plotted on Ghost, even plotted on killing him with his son. And you had women saying, but still, he should have gave her something, though. He should have left her something, he died. So you going to look past that whole point of she got his son to take it. She tried to get his son to help her take his life and say, well, he still could have left something because he didn't know. But the fact that we know that she pulled that shit because we on the outside looking in, and you can feel a way that, oh, but still, you know, he still did. To make it about just him, it's like a personal vendetta motherfucker got against us and shit. They're like, God damn.
And it's like that. And we see this on social media all the time. You have multiple posts of situations with different, when you get, like, for a perfect example, Jada and her shenanigans. She came out and she's talking about her entanglement, and all the women are being so compassionate towards her. But if that was Will, you know, then it's like, okay, well, you know, she deserves better, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. You have very few women who just hold each other accountable for, you know, all of the I'm going to say wicked, twisted mindsets that we have. To me, that's my personal opinion. That's, you know, I think it's just twisted. You know, the mindset.
For sure. I agree. I even think like this, like the fact that, so when Kanye was doing all this wild shit, motherfucker was like, Kanye need to get some Black women around him and shit. And I'm like, so we can hold Black women to a standard of being able to save us, but as soon as a motherfucker say, why she ain't stop him? Now, he a grown man. But if you a man, look, you my dog. If I'm finna do some wild shit, I'm finna slap shit out of motherfucker. If you feel like you're gonna fuck my shit up, you're gonna say, hold on, bro, don't do that. Don't do that. You can figure some shit out later. You're gonna figure out something other than just sitting there, like, and just let it happen. And when you look at it from, and you look at it from a different angle, she laughing at the shit. She wouldn't even shock when that man slapped that man. That speak to a lot about her character. Like, it's like she fucking numb. Like, and ain't nobody seeing this shit. Everybody like, man, Will Smith, well, why he do that to August? Why would he slap August? That don't fucking make sense. At one point in time, there was some simp ass shit. You won't go address the other dude. And this nigga was a fucking kid when she did this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And then too, if he took all that shit, and then after all that shit, he said, you know, I'll make this shit work. Like, so that's crazy. They don't want that. You can't be Future, but you can't be Will Smith either.
Exactly.
Well, fuck.
It's difficult. Like, I have these conversations with, you know, you, but of course, my husband at the same time. It's like, especially, you know, being the dynamic that we are, so like, I never thought that it would be so difficult to be a man in America. Like, this is, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand it. You know, like, I'm gonna tell you, I saw a post, I think this was yesterday, the day before I saw this post, and it was a woman and she posted, and she was like, men, give us women advice. You know, we listen. And so the first thing that came to my mind was, shut the hell up.
Thank you. Hey, I've been saying that shit for years. If you just shut the fuck up, and then you can hear from a leader on full of shit. But you not never shutting the fuck up. You don't know if I'm a leader or bullshit or not. And then you want to get mad when I'm not who you thought I was. And then, man.
But listen, the irony of this is, so I go to look at the comments under the post. That's the very first thing that a dude said. Shut the F up sometimes. That's the very first thing.
Sometime, man.
So, you know, I'm, you know, some women may say, like, I get on these podcasts and I use my platforms and all that to bash women. No, I'm just the realist. Like, I'm going to give you the strengths and the weaknesses, you know. And a lot of us are not highlighting it. We go to all these women empowerment conferences and we boost ourselves up and we focus on, and that's good. And all that's great because I understand what it's like to have low self-esteem and to see yourself unworthy. But after you do all that, you got to still assess yourself and see if you are really worth what you think you are when you're coming to the table to deal with somebody. And that's why a lot of women are still by themselves, because they are great by themselves. But you put them in a situation where they have to grow with someone else, and especially another man, and let him lead and she submit to that and grow with him. No, you fail every time.
It's this lady named Love Dorsey. Shout out to her. She got her own platform, and she always talking about how, like, you get women that it's the same situation this year. You know, you want a certain guy, but instead of you being realistic with yourself and saying, you know what does having this guy entail?
Yeah.
Don't say, does he require a certain type of woman? Can I be that woman? Instead, motherfucker be like, well, she, y'all. Y'all wanted to, and then the thing of it, you got women that brag about not fucking listening.
Yep.
You bragging about, you want a leader, but you don't want to listen to him. You just want a leader that look good on paper so you can show off to everybody else, say, my man a leader. But then you shitting on them, or you get these females that acting single and shit. And there's a few of them, I have in their inbox and shit, just to see, you know, how they was going to react and shit. And then I'm going to tell you some wild shit. It wasn't no shit out the blue. No, well, it was out the blue, but it wasn't no, I mean, it wasn't no well thought out deep. Let me win you over type of line. It's some shit like I hit one chick like you always cook like this, and she didn't respond. But at the same time though, you all on social media playing single and shit, talking about what kind of nigga you like, what kind of nigga you want, and I'm like, and I know the niggas you talk to, you know, I never shit on like that. I just want to see how she'll play it, because I got word from somebody else from our neighborhood. Because nigga from my neighborhood and shit. I ain't going to say his name. But if she listened to it, she knew what the fuck I'm talking about. Saying how he say she always trying to, you know what I'm saying, hit him like a little boy and shit, man. Shit. And make him get a job and blah blah blah. And I'm like, quit all that build-a-bear mindset. Like you got potential, but see, that's the thing about it. When the potential don't work like some people think, then shit go a whole nother way. And now you ain't shit, and you ain't taking. I did all this for the last nigga, and I do this shit again.
Yeah.
What if you the wrong dude? What if you the wrong person at the time? Like,
yep.
Are you being who your position calls for? You know, that's what I'm. That's my thing.
Yep. But a lot of themselves like that, and even going back to the future and Russell's situation, if you want to let me be honest about it, and I don't know too much about either or, because you know I'm, you know, in a little bubble a lot of times. I'm basing this off of me just not knowing a whole lot, but okay, I see a lady who was with a dude who we would call a thug or whatever. Street or however, whatever, one of labor man, and she was dead at the time. That's what Sierra was, obviously, because what life attracts life, you know what I'm saying? So, if that's who you were at the time, then I mean, why am I gonna criticize this dude, you know what I'm saying, for being who she wanted at the time? So, whatever it was, she realized that's not what she wanted. Cool, she got what she wanted. But to me, Russell is the one that should be. Russell is, she, to me, Sierra is the one that won, not necessarily Russell. You know what I'm saying? Because while he's a good dude, and I tell my husband this all the time, people tend to overlook the fact that, yes, I'm a good woman. Cool. Like, we all know that. Like, if you know me, you know that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm your type. I have to say it like this, especially not to sound too arrogant, if I'm your type. However, I came with what a lot of people would consider baggage. So when I look at my husband a lot of times, I am forever grateful. I tell him, like, you didn't just accept me, you accepted the responsibility of other men 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So, Russell taking on another man's seed, what benefit, who is Sierra for him to benefit off?
I know what you
Maybe
mean.
Maybe I'm confused.
I know what you mean. It's like, but you know something? A lot of women present themselves like that. Like, they'll say that they a whole package, and my kids come with it, but they will see it in another, another frame of mind to make it seem like, oh, nigga, this is what you gotta do, and nigga, I'm a prize. No, you're not.
Right.
It's no prize in a relationship and shit. It's how well do we balance each other out and shit. And I'm gonna tell you something else too. I think a lot of females dig Sierra because Sierra give a lot of females the confidence in knowing that they can be a hoe and then turn around and can find a good dude. So it kind of they kind of believe in that, because if they don't believe in that. Just like, you always see women feeling like, and it's not all women, let me be specific. I'm not gonna never say it's all black women thing, because I know some dope ass black women that ain't with the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the ones that it's okay. It is crazy shit. Whatever demographic you fit, it's like being. It's like you a good cop versus all the rest of the bad cops. If you don't expose the bad ones, then you just as bad as the bad ones. Same thing go for men. I'm not going to have no homeboy around me smoking weed and kicking it and you don't fuck with your kids. But you started buying shoes and all this other bullshit like this. You know, just like my son graduating, man. Yay, shout out to Lil Brian, you graduate, nigga. I still have to be accountable for my son. You know? Yeah. But at the same time, though, man, shit, it's motherfuckers that don't even fuck with their kid. But then, how would that look if you don't fuck with your kid, but you kick with your homeboy and them and shit? And then, too, man, shit, you want to tell everybody, like, your baby mama was the worst bitch in the world, all that bullshit. In actuality, nigga, what the fuck was you doing? And so it's the same thing for Sierra. Yeah, you want to categorize Future being the worst nigga you ever had. Let's talk about 50 Cent. You dated all these other niggas and shit.
Right.
And you tell me Future the worst motherfucker you fuck with? The nigga that ain't out here clowning motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Even this, something as simple as this. And I ain't trying to big up Future, but I'm just saying. When the nigga that came out, I can't think of a nigga's name, came with the song Panda, sounded just like Future. Future didn't bash him, trash him, or shit. You say, well, I thought it was me. Should I do something in the song? He kept doing his music, kept doing his thing. He ain't out here shitting on niggas' name, shit like that. I'm like, so just the nuts of motherfuckers to just make it a thing about him just being an ain't shit nigga. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man.
And then, too, that shows why you still giving energy. Like, that's the thing that I don't understand. What is it to give energy to? And then, like you said, I don't care what, you know, what I've been through with a person. You know, once I've been through, if I'm over it, I'm over it. Like, you know, we can be cool. Like, you know, if we're compatible to have, you know, a good conversation every now and then, but, like, none of my exes vibe with me like that. So that's fine. But I'm not out here, like, bashing them or whatever and all that. Like, I've shared a lot of personal testimonies, but never to make them just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's like if I have a lesson to learn from it, they just so happen to be the ones typing that lesson. But I'm not out here just even exposing it. And once it's over with, it's over with. So why are you even bringing up so much dead energy around somebody that, first of all, you obviously were in love with? Second of all, he's the father of the what you claim is what more, I'm going to say she claimed, but what most mothers claim are the best thing that ever happened to them. So I had to realize when I speak on my kid's father, that's a part of them. That's you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's attached to them as well. So that's, I mean, it's a bad reflection overall. And I don't think women will justify this for so many reasons, but it's like, two, I just have to go back and say again. What makes you as a mother so superior to him as a father? Let's put it side by side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. So, anyway.
I'm going to tell you what I do.
I don't feel like.
My fault. Go ahead. What you say?
Nah, I was just gonna say again, like, I don't feel like, you know, Sierra's just really boring in a sense. Like you said, you know, I get your point, like, nobody really ever is a prize in a relationship. I'm looking at it from a patriarchal point of view. Like, you know, he's taking on another man's seed. Like, he's raising another man's child. Like, that's another man's responsibility.
Yeah.
That's an honor. You know what I'm saying? So, as a woman, for me, as a woman in that position, in that same position times three, like, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, I know what I bring to the table as well, you know, and I'm not speaking down on myself in that essence, but I just think that the focus is too much on the fact that, oh, well, she upgraded. Okay. Yeah, she upgraded, but, you know, whatever. So I just see things in so many different, you know, perspectives a lot of times. So I don't really like to speak on other people's, especially marriages, and them. But from both of their standpoints, from Future and Russell, you got to be a particular type of man to really care about children and take it on, especially in this culture, like. From the standpoint, from when I say that, I'm coming from the standpoint of you have so many children that have absent fathers. So any father in a home for us that is actually trying to be a good dad and actually taking on other children that are not theirs and actually, you know what I'm saying, being like a good dad or whatever, like, I'm going to respect you off top as a man, you know, because that's something that you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, I know a few of my homeboys. I'm gonna give them a shout out in a minute, you know. I'm gonna shout them out now. Shout out to my little brother Kurt. Shout out to my older brother Punch. Shout out to my boy Jock. Shout out to my boy Sookie. You know, all four of them have a hand in raising another person's seed, and they don't complain. They treat them like they own. Shout out to my brother Dad who raised me and shit, cause he still call me his son. And him mama been divorced, man, going on what, almost 15 years, 20 years almost, and he still give me the same energy as being, you know, my dad. He never turned tail and ran, and that shit that pissed me off when women post the shit. You put a man in one position, I bet he fold. No, you're wrong. I know niggas that handle that shit.
Yeah.
I know niggas that take, yeah. shout out to Tino Bowman, man, shit. The boy got custody of his kids and might take care of his kids. He also a brother of mine. And I don't know the ins and outs of the ongoings everyday life as far as him being anything outside the father. But when I see him on social media and the fact that he fought for the rights to have his kids in his life, says a lot about him. And so when I, you know, even Ken, you know,
yeah.
I understand the situation, you know.
Yeah.
He don't get around him. He don't go around here saying, man, this is what I do for XYZ. Yeah. He do what he do. Yeah. And the only thing he even talk about is either his music or business. He ain't bringing up all the other shit.
Exactly.
You know, even myself, man, shit, I got two bonus kids. And I ain't with their mama, but they call me and say, Dad, I got a problem. Or that I need some, I'm going to move.
Yep.
And anybody know me know that, you know?
Yep.
I just hate it when women post that and make it seem like, Jacob, the dude you picked as a dad ain't shit. Don't mean I ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or just
you categorize.
Yeah. And that shit got the shit become annoying because it's like, if I ain't out here grouping all black women or all white women, I'm touching it back. White women are weird. But I'm going to get back to that. I ain't grouping all black women. Not just bullshitting y'all, but but for real though, I don't group nobody together because no one group of people is monolithic. We travel, but we're not monolithic. We don't move in the same one motion. And to see, to act like you see one person and you see us all is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, like I'm complaining to my baby mama about paying child support and shit. And I also have apologized to my oldest son for not always being there. You know, but at the same time, though, shit, man, even time, you know, I ain't gonna say which baby mama, but again on social media, act like they doing it by themselves. Now, I don't say shit.
Yeah.
If you wanna get your shine that way, that's fine. That's fine. But you know, like in the Bible, where it speak of people that preach on the corners and speak loud,
mm-hmm.
say that's they getting their reward right there.
They get that reward.
Yeah, hey, look. Hey, look, my nigga. A lot of my oil don't know. I know the Bible, too. I'm a pastor twice removed. They had to take.
You grew up
a person. Yeah, look. They had to take, too. I'm now an ordained minister. I can marry people and do some other shit. But it ain't nothing to eat. I really want to be a real. Yeah. Man, I'm going to tell you how crazy it is. You can do it online. And that shit real.
I didn't see it. I didn't see somebody else doing it, posting that. I didn't
see
it.
Hey, when I posted it, you should have seen my inbox. You was like, bro, wait, what level of nigga is you on? Well, you decide you want to be a pastor now. You out here in Arizona doing the fuck you want to do, man. I'm like, I was up late night watching. Look, I was up late night. Shout out to my favorite podcast, Craig Facts. I was watching that. You got to check it out, too. Them cats, they out of California. Shit, man. I hope I speak this shit in existence, man. Shit, I'm on their show one day. You know? But they just a bunch of regular guys doing regular shit and making shit happen and they ain't feeling sorry for themselves. All these niggas in the room is positive influence on the people around. I think that's dope. That's why I watch their podcast. I forgot what I was going with that. What we just talking about before then? Shit.
You made me lose my chance. I was trying to listen to you.
Oh, no bullshit. But hey, anyway, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. But shit, man, I'm going to pay some bills right quick. Y'all be right back, man. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, B. Taylor, from the podcast Conversations and Situations. Today, I want to talk to you about a media group by the name of Witness Legend. Witness Legend is a group some friends of mine, they're very good at what they do, from writing books to consultations on how to write a book to even putting songs together. They even got a ghostwriter down there, man, for albums and books. So if you're interested in using any of those services, go check them out at witnesslegend.com. That's witnesslegend.com. Go check them out. Thank you. What about? What about? We back, man. We back, man. So listen. Speaking of baby mom, baby daddy shit, I ain't gonna say no name for no fame, cause you won't get paid off this podcast like that. But I've known situations where I'm gonna ask you. You ever heard of a situation where like the baby mama or the baby daddy bitter behind the shit, and they go just do some outlandish shit to try to get some get back, and it's like, why even doing this?
Mm-hmm. 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 I've seen it up close and personal. I've seen it, you know, in family, you know, friends. Like I've seen it, you know, I've experienced it even myself, you know, which if anybody know me, you know, I'm very transparent about my situations or whatever. So I've experienced it, you know. I was almost that bitter baby mama. Thank God I had you in my corner to kind of put me in check and make me realize that it was about my child and not my feelings, you know. And so that's why, you know, that's why it frustrates me, because, you know, having a child in broken homes is bad enough because the children suffer from that, you know. No matter how we try to make it a norm or how we try to make them adjust to it, nothing is normal about a child having to adjust to a one-parent home. You know, I don't believe so. So, you know, just to be so selfish to not at least have healthy type of co-parenting relationships is just selfish. You know, and the defamation of character, you know, is or you doing better things or trying to slander, you know, or want people to look at me, you know, a certain type of way, because you salty or whatever. That's what I'm saying. Like, even going back to the future and the Russell and Sierra, whatever, like there, for me being the type of person I am, there is very few things that you could probably tell me about future, you know, that will make me look at him any type of way, because, like I said, his lifestyle, the way that he cares for his kids, and what I read on that post, that's enough for me to honor him as a respectful man, as a father. You know what I'm saying? I don't care, even in, like, you know, with my, like, for my personal situation, like, nobody can slander my husband as a father to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man literally raises three that are not his blood every single day, 24/7. I'd be a fool to believe anything that anybody has to say about him being anything less of the father that I see. So I don't understand that, you know. And what it goes to show me is that those men and those women that do that, they're bitter. And you have to also question if that man and that woman are such bad people, why did they even have children with him in the first place? Or why you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like it's gotta be some accountability on somebody's part. Hey, you know, like, to say, damn, you chose this motherfucker.
You chose it. Like, come on now.
Cause think about it. If I go to the dealership and I buy a car and it's a lemon, I can't be mad at the dealership for selling me a lemon if I left there knowing this motherfucker was fucked up. Mm-hmm. If I heard a knock in the motor.
Yep.
And I take it home and say, man, they sold me the lemon. You bought that.
You bought it.
Yeah, that shit.
So you got to take some accountability.
So I have to spill my little bit of my business out here. Shit. I was the first year after I had my son, I was mad at his mom. But I'm going to tell you why I was mad, though. For one. Yeah, I was mad because I lost. You know, we talking about sore loser. I was a sore loser. And on top of that, man, shit, I had kind of a... So, it was at one point, I was hustling real good. And she was pregnant. Yeah. I was hustling real good. Mm-hmm. I fucked around and got broke, man. Shit. I remember the last conversation me and her had. She was like, man, who gonna stay with a nigga that ain't got no money?
Oh, wow.
Cold shit. Fast, hey, and I had to eat that, you know?
Wow.
And my second baby mama said something similar to that shit, too. But, you know, she would put her people in our shit. And I ain't gonna lie, man, shit. I ain't got a problem about telling about what they going through. But don't have a motherfucker looking at me in a way. And you know, now, I'm gonna tell you what made me mad about the second situation. I'm paying all the bills, make sure we got somewhere to stay. Mm-hmm. Then you pull some hootie wham shit, and I get my lid back, and I ain't shit. How?
Yeah.
How, Sway?
When I've been taking care of you, but now
I'm broke. Yeah, you feel me? Shit, I met her, man. Shit, we was. When I met her, I ain't gonna lie, she saved me because I was in a situation at a club. Rest in peace, my nigga Fred. Rest in peace to Fred Scott. He ain't here no more. That my dog. Yeah, but that, you know, fuck my story. Hey, that's even to him. My homeboy, I tell you what, my homeboy had kids, and he might not have been a perfect dad, but he fucked with his kids, and he was an only child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I be, you know, that's another story. But yeah, with that first with my baby mom situation though, I was mad because, like I say, I was doing what I had to do. Mind you, we met each other and shit. I was new in town. She had her own place and shit. You know, we talked back and forth for a minute while I was getting on my feet and shit. And same thing for her. We come up with the whole baby situation and shit. Now, mind you. We 3 months and two and she get pregnant. So we ain't really getting to know each other. Then you got motherfuckers saying how like you have to date with intentions and shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, I was 24 years old. Who the fuck at 24 dating with intentions and shit? Motherfucker like to think white people do it, but white people do some shit called arranged marriage and shit. They don't say it like that, but they make sure their kids around certain kids. And they cater to whatever relationship they have with a certain girl. If they like them and shit, you know, you see some of these shows and shit where the little country white boy be with a little country white girl. They ain't fucking the parent lover. You know, it's the whole relationship shit. That's the same form of arranged marriage and shit, you know. They don't know each other. They get drunk, beat each other and shit. The woman drive a car in the ditch and drown the kid. Typical story, you know, of some of them and shit. But yeah,
funny, but you...
okay. I'm just saying, like I'm just saying that because they like to make it seem like 85% of children born in America are unplanned.
Yeah.
It's just all about also, are you gonna complain about a motherfucker after y'all done? Me and my baby mom might not always see eye to eye, but. And I may see some, I've had some time, but I've been on rants and shit on social media. You know, either I take it down or I just chill out. But it's never no shit where like, it's going to be some actual factual tear you down shit. It's going to be some fuck you, I hate you type shit. You know, but because that's still my daughter mama, man.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, I loved her to death, you know.
Exactly.
So, like you say, man, shit. But yeah, I also motherfucking build a man. I want to talk to a motherfucker, man, shit. Answer my phone and shit. Man, shit. All kind of shit, man. Instead of giving money, I just buy shit. And it would have been easier to get her the money to get the shit, but I just want some shit like, man, fuck you. But that shit, you know, every good lesson is about one. So I had to pay for the motherfucker.
Yeah. And that is the thing, because, you know, it's the learning through that you are able to kind of like have these conversations like this and maybe actually put some things on people's mind that are probably bitter, that are probably like, you know, still, you know, taking on the energy of, you know, hating their exes for whatever reason or whatever. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. But at the same time, at some point, you got to let go, especially if you got, you know, kids. Now, it's one thing to say, you know, like, okay, well, I don't want to deal with it. Like, some people are just that incompatible on a personal level and on a history level. Some things you just don't come back from. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But at the same time, ain't nobody out here, you know, you ain't got to be out here, like, you know, just, you know, kind of like creating all these different narratives to kind of tear that person down, because there's still a respect. You know, and here's the thing that I think about. Imagine me, like, now, like, spazzing, getting mad at my, you know, ex or whatever, and spazzing about what he ain't doing and this, this, and the other, right? My kids see my post, you know, and then even if you don't have kids that are necessarily like on social media like mine are, at the end of the day, like, just imagine one day, like, your kids actually seeing that, you know what I'm saying, and how that would hurt them hearing that about somebody that they love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think about it from that perspective. Some parents don't feel like they should care about that. You know what I'm saying? But I care about what my kids care about. Why would I, you know what I'm saying? If I know that my kids care about their parents, no matter what they've in my ex, me and my ex had this conversation one time, and we both had to agree because of stuff going on with his ex, whatever. And it's like, and what he said was, I may not be a good man, but just because I'm not a good man don't mean I'm not a good dad. You know what I'm saying? You can't take, you got to separate that. At some point, you got to separate that. You got to give these men an opportunity to be who they really need to be and separate the history and the feelings and all that. Like, no, the position is that of a father. You know, and we like to judge, well, he ain't this and he did and he ain't that. But as a mother, you may not rise up to his qualifications of what he wants as a mother for his child, you know, or his kids. So those are decisions that you have to deal with when you chose that person as the mother or father of your child. Consequences. So,
no, I don't be with that. No, yeah, I know what you mean, man. Like, it shouldn't have to be all this shit. Like, even the whole idea of getting rights to your kids, like, why should I have to get a lawyer and take you to court and all that shit? Mm-hmm. And then if I say I'm a man of morals and it's against my belief to take somebody to my, I'm not taking my baby mom to court. I understand what people believe, and I'm not against what nobody else do in their life, in their house. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But as a dad, I don't want my daughter to look at me like, you took my mom to court to take me from it and shit.
Yep. And that's a hurt feeling. You know, I've seen that, you know, that's a hurt feeling. You know, you get there and, you know, you see the kid hurt, you see, you know, the it becomes, you know, so so much tension, you know what I'm saying, within a situation like that, because the child feels like that they have to choose between the two people that they're supposed to be able to just love, you know. So again, I say, like, if we're really talking about it, what's the best thing for the kids, we wouldn't even worry about anything that doesn't revolve around it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, listen. I just thought about some shit. I gotta retract some. Now, my homeboy Jock is a good dad. Those are his kids. I just put him in the whole little lineup of good dads. I just thought about it. Like, I ain't with his old lady. Be like, hold on, this nigga thinking. You got a nigga. No. Let's shout a job, bro. I had to fix that right quick. I want to start on John about the house, man. Yeah. I thought, I'm like, hold on. I had to put the weed down. Like, hold on. I see it, John. No. That nigga, them his kids. But I'm just saying, you know.
Like, major shout out, like, major props. One thing I won't take from my ex, the same. We have, you know, a lot of people at some point, you know, of course, it all comes out. And there was nothing to hide anyway, because our abuser. But we have three, but one is not biologically his. But, you know, we've been divorced with like 7 years now, going on 7 years, but nothing has ever changed with his relationship with the child. nothing at all. And so, you know, I honor that and respect it, you know, the same way I honor and respect, you know, my husband for, you know, the sacrifice that he makes doing what he does being, you know, when he met me, you know. And it's ironic because I don't know if you remember this or not. But then, you know, the high school, he was like, I would never be with anybody that had kids, you know. Not that I had anything against kids, but because I love kids and I didn't want to deal with baby mama drama. Like, I never wanted to be in that position, you know. So, you know, I never wanted to be with a person that had kids, but I couldn't, you know, I had three kids, so I couldn't hold that bias. You know, and so that's, you know, that's just very respectable for me. That's, I don't take that lightly, especially to my background, being a child that had a stepfather in the situation that I was in with it. It wasn't what I wanted, you know, for my children. So I would have to say that my children are super blessed to have, you know, men in their lives that they kept their back. You know, like I did have. So, you know, future
eyes
with me if
he's
taking care of business. I just put it like this.
Hey, you know something though? The way you handled your situation made me try again with my second baby mama just to make sure that it wasn't no shit that I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? To make sure, okay, so I left when I was mad. Now this shit makes sense now, then it meant to happen. If it don't make sense, then it's not. And shit, I don't hate on no shit like that. We figured out we wasn't meant to be and no shit. Like, we disagree on certain other shit, but look. If my baby mama want to date 10 niggas, that's her business. As long as nobody beating her ass in front of my kids and shit, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. And some niggas look at like, man, why you care? Because you ain't going to be beating my baby mama ass in front of my kids. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? No, that's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. This is not funny, because are you saying it doesn't matter if it's not in front of the kids?
You don't care if she gets her butt like me? I'm saying make it so my kids ain't seeing their mom get their ass beat. If she choose to be with a nigga that want to kick it, no, because I'm saying this. If she chewed, like, turn that shit out, be with a nigga, and she might get some free get off on that shit. I don't know. All I'm saying is, do not display no violence in front of my kid. Now, I'm going to say this. If she say she tired and you pull some stalking shit, and she, you know what I'm saying, you don't leave her alone, I'm going to tell her, call the police. They can better assist.
I feel bad
because
I'm holding in the laugh. It's not funny.
No. Well, I don't want to be. Let me say that. I'm just bullshitting y'all. I don't want to be my baby mama, man. Behind closed doors with gloves on and gloves off. Nah, don't hit my baby mama, man. Shit.
Especially not in front of the kid.
Now, you want to give some body shots behind the closed curtain, nigga? You just how freaky y'all get? Get freaky then, my G. Just don't let my kids be around that freaky shit. I'm just bullshitting. But nah, man, I don't condone domestic violence, man. You got to beat a motherfucker ass. Leave him alone. If you like getting your ass beat, if some motherfucker like getting their ass beat, though. Some motherfuckers.
Some women really do like being abused. I just had this conversation the other day, too. Like, some women, they trigger abuse to themselves. Like, they obviously like that. So, you know, I'm not one of them, but.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I remember a post a long time ago. I seen a chick say, "Grab me by my neck, slam me against the wall and shit." And I'm like, "That make like," and motherfucker like, "That make my pussy wet when nigga handle me." I'm like, "Me snatching you the fuck up, make you turn you on, man." I'm not the guy for you because I'm not finna snatch you. I'm already a little nigga. I got a little hand, man. Fuck around and miss, and you want to get your lick back? Hell no. Shit, fuck around with you. For real, man, it's all crazy out here. I mean, one chick had me do that shit. She like, choke me while we fucking. What? What if you die? I'm not gonna die. When I double tap your hand, let me go. What? Man, I like to be comfortable when I'm fucking. I don't need no crazy shit like that going out. Chuck y'all and all that silly shit. But for sure, cause that's, you know, like I said, like I know we veered all the way out, but no, I know domestic violence should be displayed in front of children and everybody. Don't do that. It's another way to do it. Y'all need to get some counseling, do that shit. If y'all gonna be together, figure it out, but don't do that shit. And ladies, if you like the type of shit, man, shit. Dudes, if y'all like the type of shit, because I ain't gonna lie, you know, I used to love crazy women and shit. But they were crazy enough to touch me, but they were crazy enough to cut up.
Yeah,
No, I'm gonna tell you who was scared, that school teacher. Man, I ain't gonna say her name. Man, I fucked around and cussed that lady on the phone. I'm gonna tell y'all something out there. If she listen, I'm gonna say it again. I'm sorry. Shit. Nigga, I fucked around and, man, caught up. Man, I texted and said, bitch. Man, I'm getting off work, man. I seen the truck just like mine, man. Coming down the Oli Road, flying. Man, I went the other way.
He was faster than
the playboy. Ooh, when they told me, because I was playing with her, I didn't know she really get ignorant. When they get talking, they were like, nigga, you better not go home because she gonna come back to your house. She is not playing. I'm like,
now even I know that Greenville women have a reputation of being crazy.
That one ain't playing, and I ain't gonna lie to you. It was just something about that crazy motherfucker I couldn't let go of. Hey, the last time I was trying to see it in, she see my message and didn't respond. I said, yeah, it's over. It's over. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Tell everybody that they think money change shit. Man, look. Shit. Nigga, no, man, fuck it. I was well off when I was down there when I came home to visit the last time. I had enough to do whatever I wanted to do. And that shit still couldn't give me the motherfucker I wanted to be with. Boy, I tell you, most of my money can make you happy. Man, you can do some happy shit.
But
you know, that one of them things, bro. I finna cut up bad. Ooh, wee, man. All she gotta do is just say, yeah. But, you know,
you need it.
Self-inflicted pain, you know.
You need it. And this is the funny thing about this conversation. So as soon as I pulled up my Facebook. And as soon as I pulled up Facebook, she was tagged in the post on one of my friends.
Lord have mercy.
That is.
Lord have mercy.
So next topic, please.
I ain't bullshit. Damn. Damn. Hey, look, I think to reinforce some positivity, I think I'm going to reintroduce this WCW contest.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so all y'all listening out there, so what I would do is, my Facebook friends was the only ones included, because we only had Facebook there. I think we had Instagram, but then nobody know how to fuck with it. But anyway, I'll pick 10 women, I message them, ask them, can I use your picture for this contest on Facebook? And then I do the contest. Whoever get the most likes, they win a prize at the end of the week, whether it be manicure or a bottle or whatever liquor they want or whatever, you know, that's on some shit like that. And that shit kind of gave me like a little buzz. If I knew about podcasting, I'd have did that shit then. But you know, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. But yeah, that shit had a decent little turnout, and I think they could kind of just so black women know, like, we ain't the enemy, man. I'm on your side, mm-hmm. baby. Then too, the reason I really did the contest too, so women to know, like, not on no sucker shit, but baby, you ain't got to fuck a nigga to get this. Exactly. You should get this because you are who you are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't forget that we matter too, man. So, you know.
Yeah. And it's those that positive energy out there, which, you know, the cycle of so on and reaping, you know, you always want to come back. So that's, you know, it's just a good thing to do, you know, overall. You know.
Yeah, and I had a decent reaping season then. Remember, I got the truck and shit. I went big. I kind of in shape and shit. Had a good job, shit like that. Ain't had all my hair and shit. Man, life was great then. Shit. Shout out to 33. That's all I was back then. 33, boy. But anyway, we finna go pay some bills again. We gonna do a little wrap up at the end and shit. Some kind of different, man. So y'all just stay tuned. We'll be right back. In these days and times, it's very important to have great neighbors. Me growing up in a small town in Mississippi,
I've always understood the importance of having great neighbors. You can, your kids can go outside and play without worrying about being mistreated. You can leave your doors unlocked at night. You know, you can leave your windows open. And you never had to question the integrity of your neighbors. Well, the people down at State Farm know the importance of that. With their long-standing history on partnering with the community, they've always been on the forefront of great customer service. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, everybody? We back. So, we identified issues and examples of why we should get this shit together. I think it's best now to focus on how we can keep this shit solid, man. Because it ain't like the black. This is the thing I get disappointed by when it comes to black people. Because black people treat everybody like family, except each other.
Yep.
We done gave more passes to barbecues in the past 2 years than white folks have said, I'm sorry about this nigga shit.
Yep.
And I think also, too, I did an episode about in-house competition. Me and Dooley did that one. And just speaking to the fact of how, you know, how motherfuckers be like, well, I'm bringing this, what you bringing? If we in this motherfucker together, then it ain't no what. They'll throw the shit in the same pot. Because I had to break it down to one woman, like, what if I got more than you? If I'm telling you, put half your chick in it, and I put half my chick in it, and you telling me, well, shit, I put 500, I put 1,000. So who?
And that's the dangerous game to play when you're trying to build together. Now, if you already got something established, then okay, you can say, okay, well, you came in like with our business. So when we get our operating agreement, neither one of us has a amount that we had that we have on our operating agreement that we brought into this business. You know what I'm saying? So it is jointly ours. We started with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So as we build, everything that we build is ours together. We didn't come in with 50K over here and 100K over here. You come in with that type of leverage, you might be able to set the table and say, okay, cool, you know, I want to maybe keep this portion just in case, just to secure myself and whatever the case may be or whatever, you know, because I don't really speak that language like that. But that's crazy. You know, we're always, we don't understand the leverage. Let me tell you something. I know we're wrapping up, but let me tell you something that was so powerful that happened, like, to me Thursday. So, you know, the text message that you ignored the other day from me. You had to know I was going to bring it up on this podcast. So, that text message about the directory, right?
I didn't ignore it. I'm going to get right back to that.
Right. So, but you was on the phone with my husband.
Yeah. I was taking those then. We would build the then. Yeah, we finna come up with a whole move right here. They got it fucked up. Greenville, you ain't got to stand. Greenville, you ain't got to stand up. We finna stand up for you, homie.
Okay, cool. So that directory, I did 2 interviews, long story short. And so one of the interviews, a young lady, she has a print company. So she does like t-shirts and stuff, right? The other young lady has a film company. So what we ended up doing, both of them was trying to make a donation for the directory. Because of the vision with the directory is once you become a part of a member of the directory, you get certain perks with it, with your donation. And that's just to help us to be able to actually pour into other small businesses, right? So they were both trying to create, they were both trying to make a donation, even though I told them, I was like, no, I just want to, you know, bless a couple of businesses or whatever. So I don't want you to, you know, do the donation. I'm just going to give you the membership for free, right? So in the midst of that, I was like, well, you could use a t-shirt with your business on it. So she has, the young lady that has the print company is doing a t-shirt for the young lady with the film company. And she's going to have, her logo and stuff, you know, on the front, and then she's gonna brand the one that's doing the t-shirt, she's gonna brand her company on the back. Well, the one that has the film company is gonna do a short video ad commercial for the one that has the t-shirt company. So that gave me like a complete high on Thursday. That's the type of mindset that we need to be coming together to do, even if we can't financially sponsor each other. What can we do as far as leveraging our skills and talents and different things like that? You know what I'm saying? So when we think about servicing each other, there will be competition. You know, if we think about it in that aspect, you know, but we don't. It's, let me see if I can do it bigger and better than they can.
Yeah, that's dope though. That's dope though. But you know, but you know what though? You know though, going making full circle. Like if baby mamas and baby daddy had that kind of relationship, I think shit'll be better off.
You sure know what to say. And I was just saying that to somebody yesterday morning. I was like, a lot of things I try to explain to my children's father. If it was not taken personally, I think that we would be able to come to logical conclusions. But I think because things are taken from a different angle than they should, we have tension when we communicate, you know, to where we don't, you know, always come to like out of our decisions, you know. And once again, it doesn't fulfill the purpose of doing what's best for the child, because we don't think the same thing is best for the child. So if we just could all come together collectively as parents, as businesses, as families, the key point is just unity overall. So
yeah, it's definitely there's definitely one thing about gonna need some unity, man, because you can't. You might hate the person you made that baby with, man, but hey, look, they gonna be there. If they're alive, they gonna be there. The kid gonna ask them where they at. When the kid get older to understand who is lying and who is bullshitting, man, you won't be on the right side of history, shit. Cause man, I'm telling you, when that shit come out, man, that's why I never wanted my kids to have that feeling. Cause I don't want that look. Yep. You know that they look your kid had in the eye when they did. Man, I don't want my kid looking at me like that. Fuck that. Hell no.
And that's what you told me. I remember, I'll never forget it, like, ever. Like, that was a pivotal moment in adulthood for me. I had to go from being a little girl and my feelings to a grown woman and handle my business, you know? So it had to be about my daughter. I didn't want to be the one that was to blame for her not having a relationship with her father. And that was real, you know, coming from a fatherless start and then having, you know, a stepfather, but not having that father relationship and never knowing what a father relationship is like. No, like, I loved her too much to put myself in a position to keep her from having that. And that's why I have to say to those mothers, and you see me probably learning about this, I just made a bitter baby mama post. You can't tell me that you love your child and you sabotage the relationship with people that love her, especially their other parents. You can't say that you love your child and sabotage a relationship with a child and their father or their mother.
Right.
Just because
you feel away.
You feel some type of way.
Yeah, that's crazy. When shit like that, you gotta keep personal feelings to yourself. I don't understand how people can have so much restraint at a job. We can't show the same restraint when it comes to that whole dynamic of baby mom, baby daddy with this kid in it.
Yep.
Like you have enough restraint to not cuss in front of your mother after you just cussed out 10 motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have enough restraint to know what to do and not do when you go to church, when you go in the store. Like you know where you always aware where you at until it get there. And I'm like, and I'm saying it to both sides, man. Get out your feeling before move on. Man or woman, man, let them folk move on, man. God damn, man. they ain't coming back. Then you don't want them back because y'all gonna argue about what they did and they were gone. Let it go. Shit. You know, I just get sick of that shit, man. Motherfucker on a bag and shit on social media. Somebody they're going to do to each other. You're not going to kill them. You just told us. So I know you ain't going to do that shit now, you fool. Why would you say that, man? Then something happened to you, and then you crying harder than anybody in that motherfucker. Uh-huh. Got your shirt off, laying on your back. I'm talking about male or female shit.
Yep.
Because I ain't going to lie. Man, my baby mama don't make me mad. I don't want nothing to happen to them, man. That hurt me too, man. Exactly. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then, you know, it was
tearing
the child up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think the solution really comes with a lot of conversation. You know, real life conversations. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I just wish, and not just conversations, but effective communication to where you have somebody that's real enough, like you were real enough to tell me what I needed to hear. You know, but I also had to be open enough to receive it. So not only just conversations from people telling each other the truth, but also being mature enough to receive it and say, okay, I need to get myself together. You know, it's all about accountability. You know, accountability as a friend, because as my friend, you should want, you know, to see what's best for me and my kids.
Right.
You know, so you wouldn't do that, you know. And then accountability as just as an individual to feel the same. Like, you got to think about your kid first. And then beyond children, you know, overall as a community, we got to think about each other first. You know, we don't think about each other in the essence. We have caps on, you know, how much and how far we'll go. For me, I'm the type of person, I'm only you can mess up how far I'll go, you know, for you. Like, that's just me, you know. But a lot of times we have our guards up, you know, or selfishness up to where we just don't feel like we should. I don't know, we took this conversation off.
But no, man. No.
As usual.
Yeah. No, man. Okay, so wrap it on up, man. Anything you working on you want to kind of get out there to the people? Dr. Zo?
Yeah, I'm excited about relaunch. We kind of, you know, been in the cut for like a better terms, I guess, in the cut for a while. And we got some projects coming out, a lot of new music coming out, a lot of editing and some books and stuff coming out personally. But the thing that is exciting me the most is the charities that we're working on. And so the directory, which I mentioned earlier, is something that I really want to engage fully in at the moment. And that is because I see it being able to really pour in to businesses and individuals the way that I want it to. So, for example, you can go to www.witnesslegend.com/directory. You'll see a few of our first spotlight businesses, and the goal of the directory is to basically have one place where multi-talented, multifaceted individuals, businesses are. So like this podcast, whenever you submit your information to me, this podcast, someone will be able to go to our website. Let's say they're just looking for, you know, podcasts or whatever. They'll be able to click on that section, see you, see what you do, and there'll be a link to conversations and situations on that page. So it's not something that we're selling per se. It's charity. So what, instead of charging for the ad space, what we do is we take the donations and we pour it into a fund for new business projects. So each one of the pages, let's say we have a business that's working on a new project, you'll be able to donate to that particular business. Or let's say we just want to congratulate a business that just celebrated their first year anniversary or just opened. You know what I'm saying? Like little business fees and different things like that, you know, startup fees, you know, we can cover it with those different donations. So I'm excited about that. So
witnesslegend.com/directory. You can go there and get more information on it. Stay tuned to it weekly because we're adding people weekly to it so that we can just do our part in bringing our community together that are servicing through gifts and talents and businesses.
Cool. And they can also find your music there too, right?
Not on the directory just yet.
Okay, so where can they go to find music for from the homie, man? I know y'all got music out on YouTube.
Yeah, so we just released All of Me about 2 weeks ago, and Dilpa Street is releasing this week. So we've got a lot of new music that's launching. The kids are launching some music. It's the Silent Projects next week. So all of that, you can go on YouTube, search Davis Dynasty TV. Davis Dynasty TV on YouTube, and you can keep up with all the latest releases. We've got the major projects coming, music, film, boom, like the works. So Davis Dynasty TV on YouTube is where you can find the updates on it.
Cool. And as always, thank y'all for listening with me. Man, God hadn't talked to y'all for about an hour and a half, man. Shit, I really, really appreciate y'all and my partner, man. Shit, like she said, man, y'all go check out Witness Legend. Y'all ghostwriting all that shit, don't
we? We ghostwrite, we publish.
All that.
We publish music. We're launching a course for authors, for those that want kind of like a boot camp course where I basically teach everything I've learned in the last 8 years in 4 weeks. So, we've got a lot of new services out. If you go to womenslegend.com/services, you'll see we've got a lot of new services out. A lot of new sales for publishers, for not publishers, but authors. So yes, womenslegend.com/services. But just check it out overall. Womenslegend.com is guaranteed you'll find something that you probably want.
Bet. Do that. Man, this has been another episode of Podcast Conversations and Situations, man. Y'all check me out every Tuesday and Thursday on all podcast platforms. Shout out to Anchor, man. Y'all be good, man. Peace.